What's up, my fruit salads? Corey Vincent here, and it is a new episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by so many great companies. Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and coffee. They had their Small Business Saturday sale. I had to go take advantage of that. They're great overall, over and above all. And also, Mainframe GG, their clothing line. You go there, you could get this cool hat like David Webb is wearing. What is up, David?
What's going on? I got a question. Were you trying to think of a seasonal food?
Yeah, I mean, I did turkeys last week.
You could have done like fruit
what?
Fruit cake.
Fruit bread? Fruit cake. Boom, there it is.
David, never ladies mind. And gentlemen, he's here. See, David's brain is like a classic car. You know, it's got to take a little while. It'll get there. He's just starting
out. Buffering.
Yeah. First five, never been your strongest, but you finished strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis Jackson, what's up?
My brain is like turkey stuffing right now. We're talking about cars. We're talking about
fruit salads. Yeah. How
it's
you
making
been?
Me hungry, bro. Brett, man, I've been full. I ate. I don't know about y'all. But I ate.
We're living in abundance, my friend.
Man, tell me about it. Buttermilk pies. Oh, man. Let me not brag on it, but I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I did that. That meme shouldn't have. Speaking of full, he has a full beard of hair right there. The beautiful bastard from Brazil, Bostonian man hunk. I missed you. I don't know. I'm just so excited you're back.
First five is rough.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough right now.
It's a little rough.
Welcome back, Bags.
I'm back. Hello.
What have you been filling your time with?
Nothing. No, I've been watching British television shows.
That's your new thing.
Yeah, there's BritBox is a streaming service. It's called Jonathan Creek. It's a very old show.
Okay.
In which they still they don't have caller ID.
Yeah.
They have to use landline phones.
Ugh.
They don't have DNA evidence in all of the murders that they have to solve. It's fantastic.
How close is that creek to like Dawson's Creek?
Wildly
are there
different.
Creek adjacent?
No.
No.
What about Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Everyone's watching that one.
No.
Is it like a tributary off of Schitt's Creek?
No.
Okay.
Up the creek without a paddle?
No. The guy's name is Jonathan Creek. That's actually his name. His last name is Creek.
So there's no actual creek.
It's not
there's
a creek. No. Okay. He lives in a windmill though. I don't know if that's
on the river.
Relevant.
Yeah.
The beard is looking great. You've been taking care of that, grooming it. How long are you going?
I washed it and conditioned it recently, yes.
Just for the show?
Not at all. No, for Thanksgiving.
There we go.
This is just a secret bonus.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I helped my girlfriend cook food for my family at my parents' house up near here.
Nice.
So it was the fun of the turkey's done. Cut it. No, it's not actually. Let's just put that right back in there.
Yes.
And oh God, everything else is ready, but the turkey's not. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then it worked out just fine. And everything was delicious.
Awesome. I was on Twitter during Thanksgiving, and the first thing that pops up is that it was like record cold for this Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I guess global warming was a myth, everybody.
Wow. Wow.
I think that proves.
No, that's not at all true.
So
it was nice to be being able to breathe though.
Thank
God. Yeah.
So if you haven't seen had an update from us in VGB land, we talked a few weeks back about the massive fire that like destroyed the air quality around here.
So
destroyed
at
so
one
much.
Point we had the worst air quality in the world at that time.
Yeah.
What?
The worst air quality in the world.
Which
was like San Francisco, Sacramento,
China,
and like LA. No, we beat China.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like worse than China.
Take that, China.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a number one you want.
We don't owe you shit now.
I always would have thought it would be Fresno. If the entire world had the most pollution in one city, it's definitely Fresno.
That's a different kind of pollution.
I love this NorCal humor that nobody's going to get.
No, yeah. Or is that technically Central Cal humor?
Oh, hey. The holidays are a good time for getting together with your family. You talk about your common interests. Did you guys have any video game conversations with your family? Or better yet, did someone pull out the old console?
Actually, yeah.
Is that phrasing? Not gonna pull out the old console. Hello there.
Hey.
No, my my stepdad.
Curtis, there's a delay on this
there
thing.
There's such a delay.
That would have made way more sense after what he had said.
Oh, yeah, your stepdad. I'm stoked about your stepdad right
there,
now,
there
though.
There we go. My stepdad. He's that kind of guy. He's that
hype
kind
man
of guy.
For your stepdad. Yep. Yeah.
He had the Nintendo Classic upstairs, so... you know, that got pulled out. But I brought the Switch with me, so I ended up just hooking that up, and then we all played Mario Party since I copped it. So that was kind of how things went down over at my mom's house.
David, nice. What about you? Did video games come up in conversation?
No, they didn't. It was the usual politics, and then watched Sully.
The usual politics.
Pilot movie?
The pilot movie, yeah.
How did that? So Tom your whole family just in a room huddled around this?
Five of us, yeah. Yeah, we just watched Sully.
16 of us just staring at
it. Oh, wait, was it Tom Hanks?
Yeah,
he's from SAC. I mean, he went to school out here, so I mean.
So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think Colin Hanks was born out here.
Yeah. He was.
What about you, Bags? Did you guys talk about video games, play video games?
Not particularly. A little bit, because my little brother works at a VRcade out in Roseville area, right near Sunsplash.
Really?
And so he was talking about that a little bit.
Are those places usually popping with people? Because they've been popping up. There's one right here in Natomas.
Are they popping up a lot? Yeah. Are they popping with people? Not so much all the time.
Huh. Think about Bags saying popping with people.
Was it great popping with people?
Popping. With people. If people is what the popping that you're talking about, then no.
Whom?
To whom?
I think it's whom.
Of whom you were speaking
with? Yeah.
So what,
ending on a participle, though.
What does this mean? So what actually happens? Because I've never been in one. Do you just go in there and pay to play for a certain amount of time? And
yep.
What systems do they have available?
They
all
have
the games?
So all of them, this one, they're all on PCs. And then they're all using Vive. They have, I think, one or two Vive Pros or something like that. And yeah, you pay for a certain amount of time that you're on there. And they have some cool stuff, because there's like an archery game and you can get points and stuff like that. And my little brother said that they're starting a league there. So it would be like teams, and since it's point-based, you'd be doing like a league to compete against each other. I was like, well, that's really cool, because that's not something you can necessarily get at other,
right,
you know, places like that. That's kind of a neat thing. And okay. It's still physical, and it's still... And then they have like a table tennis game. And people just intuitively pick it up, so you don't have to learn how to play on a controller. You just, you know, you're kind of playing ping pong, but not at the same time.
Have you gone and
yeah.
experienced it?
I checked it out.
And as, like, you are one of the most cynical gamers of
I don't
of,
like
of
VR
all time.
Still.
Yeah, you don't even yeah, like no. VR, so how would you rate this? Was it fun? Should people go try this?
Yeah,
or is it a waste of time?
You should definitely try it, but I don't. VR is not my bag. I like to sit on a couch and be a lazy piece of crap.
I mean, you can still do that with VR.
I mean... But why?
I mean, you see those ones that they have, like, at the conventions? You know, like, it's a giant omnidirectional, like, treadmill. And so you strap into this thing, and then you could play Call of Duty holding your controller and actually running.
Yeah.
Have you seen these?
Yeah. I saw it. Well, that's, like, to me, the best way of doing VR. Ever since I saw it on the episode of Community... And it's,
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was like, that's genius. And then, like, it's funny because actually I was watching because it was free and it was on.
Boy, you're already making right. excuses yeah. for whatever you were watching. This is
Pacific
gonna be good.
Rim Uprising.
Hey, why'd you need?
Don't talk
you don't need
shit
excuses
about that movie.
For that.
Whoa, I saw that in the theater.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes,
I paid money for
intentionally.
That.
Yeah.
Did you?
This because it's good. It's exactly what it signs up to be.
It's
complete
true.
And utter
true.
Corny
true.
Mecha garbage.
Yeah, I didn't
typical
know.
like.
Just tropey, like, perfect
so
tropes.
Much tro- yep. Typical, like, army brat, like,
yep.
I don't want to be in the army, and then yep. he has to be forced in, and I'm like, oh, this is just so...
It's random anyway. Love interest yep. situation between the main two characters. Of course, the kid at the end is the one that saves it. Oh,
right.
And there's a
yeah.
redemption story. Yeah, no.
As soon as she great popped movie. In, I was like, oh, she's going to save the day.
Great movie.
Anyway, that's how... all that to say...
All because you're ashamed.
When they're in the Jaeger, that's what they...
When
they run
drifting.
On those, like...
They're
yeah.
drifting. It's called a drift.
Yeah. We use proper nomenclature.
Are you sure you watched the movie?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, to be fair, I wasn't wrong when I said when they're in the Jaeger. Because they're drifting in the Jaeger.
Yes,
I
but they're drifting. Specifically. They can be in the Jaeger
okay.
without drifting, though.
When they were drifting... Better? Okay. They were,
like Tokyo Drift?
They were on like a treadmill. Oh. I was going to make that joke.
I know.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea for VR.
Honestly, for VR, if they can do the wireless headsets, no cable on the actual headset to the thing and just have a wireless connection, that instantly makes it so much better.
The closest thing I saw that's, I think, as good is when it's just dangling from the ceiling.
So they have the hookup at the VRK that my brother works at. It's hanging, dangling from a top thing, and it actually has slack, and it'll give you...
So you can, because I was playing, I think it may have been the Archer game, the same Archer game you were talking about, Punch Bowl Social Downtown, and it's like, you're like, fighting orcs.
Involuntary reaction there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fighting orcs, and there's a dragon, and you can use powers and crap like that. It's that
pretty
game.
Pretty fun, yeah.
Another thing, if you guys are listening to this via podcast, you can watch with us in person, watch our faces. You can actually appreciate, I'm going to go to Bags Cam right now, and look at that beautiful beard. Oh my gosh, just run your fingers through it. It's so silky smooth. But you can only experience it in HD if you watch us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And if you're in here and you want to get updated on our past episodes, you can go on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, I think we have a SoundCloud anymore, actually.
I think technically we have a SoundCloud, but it hasn't been updated.
SoundCloud's in bitches.
Decades.
SoundCloud is some bitches. We'll talk about it in the after show. Huh. And that's the other perk. You get to talk to us in the after show. You get to ask questions, all that kind of stuff. And if you do, give us a rating on there, too. We could really use more than 5 stars. We are a 5-star podcast again.
Hey.
Thanks to a few people that were trolling us, fixing their ratings.
Yeah.
It actually made a difference. Ridiculous.
I had a chat with them.
Yeah. Well, I guess we don't have anything else to talk about. I mean, that's... Do you guys want to call it early? I'm down. Oh, no! We can't! It's the What You Playing theme song! Oh, man! Oh! What you almost went home early today, boys.
Top 10 anime betrayals.
Podcast
that
gods.
Joke on Wednesday, too?
He did. He's recycling them now.
it's damn.
Have you ever, all the great comedians do it.
Yeah, but in the same week... You know, come on, you're better than that.
Maybe there was different people listening that missed it last week.
I know what I'm getting Corey for Christmas. New jokes.
Joke of the day calendar.
New material.
Well, that was, of course, the What You're Playing theme song. Thank you to the podcast gods for blessing us. It's probably because Bags is here, and we have no idea. So we're going to save the best for last. Let's go with David. What you been playing?
Overwatch.
Okay, you've been streaming. You've been doing streaming. The sliver thing.
Yep.
Are you improving, sir?
I think I am. I definitely am getting dying less and killing more, and I'm getting more I'm getting more proficient at the heroes I'm playing,
so
which is good.
Every time I stop by the stream, which I do quite often, and because it's wildly entertaining, what why are you always in quick play, dude?
Because
okay,
he wants to have fun and have an easy way to disengage.
I'll do Mystery Heroes or Quick Play. I'm nervous to solo queue in comp because this account is at silver and I don't want to keep going. I don't want to go lower. So once I have like at least one other person, if not more, like locked in, then I'll do it. I also usually stream like minus today and yesterday, I stream at night, and at night is like never going to solo queue at night.
Yeah, that's just a big no-no. You do notice different times of day are way different.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I still like... I think Bags and I were talking about it just before the show about, like, if I'm taking competitive seriously, playing quick play is actually, like, bad for you sometimes if you take the matches seriously.
That's 100% true. I'm using it to
both ways too,
like
either you won't improve because people aren't playing the same,
right,
and it's like falsely training you,
yeah,
or you'll get too into it and it'll like damage your viewpoint.
Yeah,
you're super tilted.
I'm using it more not necessarily training like in a team sense, but more so like okay,
mechanics
getting down the character,
yeah,
before I want to take it into comp.
Okay, all right. Curtis, what you been playing?
Yo, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter Alpha 2 lately through the Street Fighter 30th anniversary. Yeah, not 40th. Or is it 40th?
How old are we?
No, it's 30th.
Is it 30th? 32. Yep, 30th.
We're
30th.
We're 30.
30, yes. So yeah. 30th anniversary. And then a little bit of Street Fighter Alpha 3, just to mix it up a little bit. Of course, 2K still. And started playing Smash 4 a little bit again. Mm. And I got my I'm doing like amiibo cockfights right now, kind of too. So I'm like,
I've never had so many different mental images.
Hello,
at
Nintendo.
Once.
Nintendo, I'd like to report an issue.
They don't need to know.
Have you heard about the amiibo?
Okay, no. No one's getting hurt.
For everybody listening who doesn't know what an amiibo cockfight is, they have their idea. But now let's let them know what it really is.
Some people have multiple different ideas.
Let me set the record straight, guys, right here, right now. It's just so you get some amiibos and you can train your amiibos, and then you fight the amiibos that you train against other people's amiibos. And, you know, you could just win the amiibo itself, which is pretty common. I've seen, like, there's some extreme, like, leagues. Like, if you look up some videos on YouTube where, like people are, like, burning the amiibos if they lose. Or, like,
no.
Cutting them in half.
Yeah. Michael Vick is playing with amiibos.
Yeah, dog, for real. Like, that's how he, like, recovered. You know, like, you never lose the addiction. It just transfers, right?
So when you do this, are the amiibos playing with computer? So you're just watching the computers fight, or do you actually get to control your character?
Nah, you don't control it at all. Like, it's all, it's left up to the training that you've given it, and you got to see if it wins or not.
Yeah. Does it ever get cheesed?
It's pretty, I mean, like, Smash 4 has got its jank like any other version of Smash, but, I mean, and it's tough to say, you don't see what other trainers are really doing unless they're, like, you know, streaming it or something like that, but I don't know, like, I go pretty ham. Like, I run, like, 2v1, like, amiibos, like, and I buff them to 50 and then just, like, let them run, like, 20 stocks, 99 stocks sometimes just to train them. So
you're just staring? You're just watching?
I check in on them. Like, it's just running. Like, I'm working, you know what I mean?
I have so many questions.
It's just like machine learning training.
Thank you, Bags. Yeah. Thank you. That's, so, yeah. Please.
Where do these fights take place? Can you talk about where they take place? Is this like Fight Club?
I mean,
you can't talk about it.
I got to be careful. You know, like, I can be very general in my answers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no minors are there. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank God.
I picture some sort of like speakeasy. Like, you have to knock on the door a certain amount of times. There's a back alley.
There's a dress code.
You got to know the handshake. You know what I'm saying? And they let you in, and you go down this, like, you know, you go. It's Sacramento, right? So you go down into like two layers of basements into like under downtown. You got to go like under a layer down there, and then, you know. Then you whip out your amiibos. You whip out your amiibos.
Yeah.
Still phrase.
And then you cockfight.
Then you cockfight. Okay.
Okay. All right. So interesting.
I'd be so concerned. And I think the part that makes it exciting is I used to play like the old wrestling games, the old pro wrestling games. And you can do that. You could set up like CPU versus CPU. And I want to simulate Stone Cold Steve Austin fighting Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
And she would whoop his ass sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm worried. Like, you put all this time training this amiibo, and he just gets cheesed off the side, or...
One of the Dota 2 people out there, one of the companies that do the tournaments, they did Bot TI, and it was 5v5 of each character as bots playing each other. Hey. And it was hilarious, because they did everything wrong all of the time. And they're like, this guy's gonna win hands down, no problem, he's gonna be the one who wins. They just run up and then just stand there, and then they all just, the other people come up and just attack him and they die. And it's like, they didn't use any of their moves and they died, so they're out of the tournament. Like, and it was just watching bots and how they're all scripted and how it can go horribly wrong.
So crazy.
Interesting. I think there was a big Twitch channel at one point, and it probably still is. Salty Bets?
Salty Bets is still a thing.
It's a whole form of entertainment, because they play Mugen. I still and in Mugen you can put any character.
Yeah.
You just hack the shit out of it. So you have fucking Family Guy fighting Ninja Turtles or whatever. And then I think they just set it up, put it on random, and then you can bet while you're watching. I think Peter Griffin's got this one.
Yeah.
Or I think Spider-Man's going to beat, you know, whoever he's fighting. Why are we into this? Is this the dark version? Or like,
I mean, there's no real loss out of it, right?
Are certain amiibos banned?
No, none are banned. Yeah, okay. It's good.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like, I think it is pretty crazy, like how, like, and then I got them all, and then I got like a bunch of like power tags, like from the Amiibo power saves thing.
Okay.
So like I got them all saved, like I got them versioned out, like it's pretty wild. Yeah, I'll show you guys sometime.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to go undercover and report on this for like BuzzFeed or some shit.
Yeah, we can do that.
We see all these Amiibos like on like a shelf. Yeah. And there's some in the corner. It's like, oh, those are the losers. They know what they did. Link.
Why are their amigos missing limbs?
Every time they lose, I cut a limb off.
They know why.
They know why.
Oh, okay. My favorite. Bags, what have you been playing, man? We got a lot to catch up on.
Lately, I've been playing Destiny 2 still.
What? I'm surprised you've stayed into that one. Is there?
It's the right grind. I understand it's not great, and I understand I won't do a lot in that game because I don't have like a clan to raid with or anything, and I don't really want to. But it's good to log on a couple hours and just shoot the shit out of some dumb monsters online in a sci-fi weird world that none of it makes sense. Nice.
Do you play? Do you like have a crew that you're pretty consistent with?
I just actually reconnected with some people that I used to play way, way, way back in the day, Final Fantasy XI, and WoW. And then I started caught up with them on their team. I had to install TeamSpeak because I hadn't even had that on my computer to connect to their server. Then I started playing with them. So that was kind of cool. I got some people to run some stuff with.
I did get really into Destiny 1, and every week I would check to see what the Xur, whatever his name was, Xur had on sale that week, and I would do all the weeklies, and then when a new raid came out, I'd get super hyped, because they were pretty hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, they're technical. Like, you have to do things. You can't really autopilot through them.
That was the best part. But the only weak part back then is they didn't have, and maybe they still don't, is like a good party system. So that you had to go to like a LFG website and then put in your stuff. I'm a level 30 Spartan, and I have.
Oh, they didn't have like clans at all in the thing, did they? No, they have clans in Destiny 2.
That's
a lot easier.
Got to be helpful.
Yeah. So you just have a clan, and then most people, you're on Discord with them anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah.
I understand their hands-off approach for the people who already have the system of just that's what they use is Discord or whatever. It does, and they have guided games in there as well. Supposedly, that will allow you to join a group of people willing to take you through it. You know, so it's like five of them and one of you going through it. But, you know, I haven't tried that, and I just can't imagine that going very well because you hear people, oh, we pugged it and it went awful. I was like, well, that's not fun. And I'm sure none of them want to go back, so you just lost all those people who are going to pug it otherwise.
So, question for you, since you have the knowledge base. I think you're the first person to have Destiny 2 knowledge on this show in a long time.
I bet.
So, we've been covering it a lot.
Mind you, mine's on PC where it like looks better and runs better and everything too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played the demo, and I think that's what I was going to ask, is now they basically gave the game away to everybody.
The game was free. Yep.
Yeah.
And then when you bought Forsaken, you got the first two expansions for free now as well.
So do you recommend, like, when's the time? Did we miss the best time to get into
I think it's still on sale
through the weekend.
Bucks,
right?
Yeah, it's like 20 or 30 bucks or something like that. And then I think Forsaken's still like 30 or 40 bucks. So all told, it's still like a $60 game.
So for the people who don't want to spend any money in this, though, like, how screwed are you?
If you don't want to spend any money, then yeah, you're boned.
So
you missed it.
Well, I mean, they gave us a free version of the game. And
I think you missed it.
Are there walls on everything you can do or can't do, or how do they separate the?
Yeah, they have certain content you can and can't go to. So like two of the planets are like one of the planets, Mercury is only if you have the Curse of Osiris expansion. Mars is only if you have the Warmind expansion, and then there's a couple other destinations that are from the Forsaken expansion.
Hmm.
But they're coming out with another expansion soon as well, like in December.
Yeah, they have a whole roadmap now.
Yeah,
for like going into. Close to the end of next year?
Yeah, they have a lot of content planned out.
Yeah.
And they want, and it's interesting because I think their schedule is we're not going to drop as big as like Forsaken was.
Right.
But we're going to kind of drip feed you content throughout. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to feel like, oh, I did everything in this. I have to wait for the next one. Like, well, within a week or two, we'll probably have something new for you to do.
That was Destiny's huge first problem.
Yeah. Oh, it still rears its ugly head, and it's interesting because a lot of the things that are in the game, they gate by time anyways. You know, like this week it's clan rallies.
Yeah.
And you're like, so what? Why isn't that all the time? Like,
yeah.
I understand people would just sit there in WoW and just farm a faction for all of the day, you know? But, yeah. like, that's their choice. If they want to fuck up their life, they can if they want.
I think, yeah, with Destiny 2, like, when you compare it to WoW, I don't feel like you have the same incentive to grind it your whole life. So you might as well let people do it as much as they'd want to.
Yeah.
You get maybe a couple hundred people who do abuse it, but what really do they gain? Like,
nothing really. Yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world.
You don't take all the overpowered stuff into multiplayer, do you?
I mean, you don't take the power levels.
Yeah, your guns, obviously. But
yeah, your guns. Like, but, I mean, there's some broken-ass exotics, as I'm sure you're well aware from D1 days.
Yeah.
Thunderlord's back.
I don't know what that one is. That might have been after my time.
Really?
Yeah.
The heavy machine gun?
Mm-mm. Now, for me, it was Icebreaker, sniper rifle.
Mm.
What the name of the rocket? The Juggernaut or something?
Gallahorn.
There we go. Yeah, if you didn't have an Icebreaker or a Gallahorn, the LFGs like that were elitists wouldn't even let you play with them.
No.
You'd be like, okay, equip your Gallahorn. Okay, he's good. We can take him in. What else? What else have you been playing?
HOTS, a little bit.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, that's fun. Again, lower investment. That way I can get in. I don't have to practice all day. I can't do any of that, man. I can't sit there and be like, I'm going to be better than everyone else who plays this. Like, fuck that. I'm going to have my fun with this game, and then I'll be done.
As you're a generalist, I'd call you, when it comes to Blizzard games. Like, you've played roughly all of them, and then now you play HOTS, and you're not particularly, like, a hardcore for Overwatch. Do you get, like, annoyed that it seems like they're always dropping Overwatch characters on you?
Oh, in HOTS?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Feels like, from the outsider's perspective,
it feels a little circle jerky.
Yeah,
honestly, because it's like, it's your new franchise that you want us to play, and you can't pull any other heroes from any of your other backgrounds because you've completely fucked up all their stories. Here we are, I guess. Yeah, no, it's interesting. Like, I get it. It is funny when they do changes, though, because they're now two different instances of the same character. So if they were to make like a huge shift on like Lucio, I don't know if that would translate into HOTS or vice versa. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Like, it's what's the true pure form of that character and what it means, I guess.
That's
what it winds up being.
You also said you bought, and this was, I did not expect this, Let's Go Eevee?
Yep.
What was the motivation behind that one?
Co-op. Couch co-op.
All right.
It's pretty cool. I was playing it. It's fun. Getting the synchronized throws is really exciting every time, surprisingly. And then it allows you to be wickedly overpowered in battles because it's two of you versus like one of them.
You were why would you do that? Poor Rattata got two Mewtwo's about to just fuck him up.
Well, no, all the wild Pokemon you don't fight. You just catch them.
Oh,
like Pokemon
that's right.
Go. So it's only in trainer battles. I mean, it's still, that trainer gets totally thwomped. But.
Yeah, I think... in the lore, that's fucked up. Like, just because you got a friend, it's always a 2v1. Like,
yes, and
let's
then
catch it with fight. Oh, and yeah.
The support character, the support trainer teleports in and then like teleports away during like story parts, and like on, they do it on screen, so it's just like, it almost looks like Goku just like. You're like, what? What? My okay.
Do you not want to listen to this? No.
No. All right. Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's fun though.
So you also, you said you're a high level in Pokemon Go.
Like 34, yeah.
Just like me. We're the same. But so when I get this game, have you been getting any advantages from playing Pokemon Go?
I haven't even hooked it up yet. No.
Okay.
I'm going to let my girlfriend have first crack at that.
Aw, gentlemen.
Well, I don't really care. I don't care that much, I should say.
What else? Is that it? I feel like for all the time you've been gone, there's got to be some little egg in
what
there.
What else did I play? I played a game called Orwell. Strength and Ignorance, I think it was called.
What is that?
It's
this is what I was expecting from Bax.
Those are
I was
the
waiting
indie
for
game.
The one indie
it's
game,
one of the
yeah.
indie,
indie darling that he's going to educate us on.
So it was either it was like free for a while. If you just downloaded it, you kept it, and it's good. And it kind of talks about its whole point was, you know, Orwell being the author of 1984. It's very like that, but it the premise is they're trying to investigate things, and they have a new system where someone will just comb through things that they're given access to, and they will relay data chunks to someone else to, they provide the analysis on top of it. But they don't, the person who provided the analysis doesn't get the context of where it's coming from, and they can't go look at all of them. And the idea behind that, according to the game, is to separate your bias, so that way the person giving it to you doesn't have a bias because they don't have anything to win, and the other person can't look for the bias. They're only just given information. Except it kind of explores the fact that context means a lot of things, yada yada. And that was really fun. Then they have a second one. I forget what that one's called at, but it's not that good. The second one is a lot like more beat you over the head with it, of like, this is bad. Surveillance is bad, y'all. It's like, no, there was nuance before. It's like, this guy's a bad guy. He does bad things. It's like, God, okay, fine. But that one's fun.
I've just been playing more Call of Duty. I've been playing a lot more Call of Duty for the same reasons I mentioned before. I've been doing a lot of Overwatch too.
We had
like an undefeated game until you guys showed up. Like, that's so rare. And for as depressed and sad I get when I have a bad night, I don't feel like super
like, hyped.
I feel like I expected it. Like, finally, what happened is what should have always happened. I win every match.
Also, that's like your kind of your sign to quit too. Like, you know what? I lost my game. I can bow out on a one loss after four wins. You know,
tip of the hat.
I almost bought Blackout for Black Friday because it's on sale. Well, not Blackout, but Black Ops.
Blackout. Let's call it. Yeah.
But I was like, it's only a $12 savings. I'm gonna wait till it's more.
What you could do is just not buy it.
Yeah,
that
too.
Vote with your dollar.
Who said that? I feel like there was a person who would say that a lot. Can't remember.
It's a trap.
What else? I feel like I played something else just for the sake to say I played something else because I felt like I was getting too repetitive. Oh, man.
Red Dead? You still playing Red Dead?
I didn't play Red Dead. I think it was Rocket League. I loaded up Rocket League and played like three matches just so I could bring it up. So I just brought it up and we can move on.
You did it. Yay. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
What else have we got to talk about? What's going on in the world of video games for you guys right now? Like, I feel like we're not prepared. I feel like someone is missing from the show who usually takes care of the show notes. David and I both streamed all day.
I worked all day.
Yeah.
You worked all day. Bags didn't know he was going to be on the show until like 45 minutes ago.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Let's go like this because this is a struggle. I have a feeling a lot of the people who watch this are, you know, getting there in age. I feel like we appeal to an older demographic of gamer.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
When you see what the bulk majority is out there of the Fortnite kids, I don't think we got too many.
No. They're their own genre.
That's a whole other thing.
But I count them, you know? So I think we appeal to the... What do you think the age range of this show is?
Like 17 to 24.
Yeah, I think that's older.
That's not older?
I'd say 17.
How old are you?
30.
Okay. Were you in that age range?
No.
Oh, okay. Would you say that you were, I don't know, what's the word? Older. Were you older than that age range?
Yes.
Oh, so you're like an older gamer.
Yeah.
Ah.
So I think, what a dick.
I miss Bags not being on the show.
I like how he like destroyed me but made me do it to myself.
I led the horse to water. I did not make it drink.
But I think nonetheless people could because
yes, you don't appeal to Fortnite kiddies.
You know, it's the holiday season, it's coming up, and I get the same question from my wife, from my mom, like, what do you want for Christmas? And I just don't know anymore. Like, honestly, when they ask, I'm like, I don't want really anything. And they're like, well, no, you gotta want something.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. Like, I don't know. Like,
we can buy it for ourselves now.
Yeah, I think
that's a large part of it.
So
yeah.
I guess we're gonna work this out. Curtis, what do you want for Christmas?
I want
that world peace bullshit. Neither.
No.
No,
I don't
Kings
want that.
Wins.
Let
what
it
does
burn.
Curtis
oh
want?
No, Kings are already winning. So yeah, I don't even have to ask Santa for that this year. Thank you, Kings. Thank you, Vlade. Dang, man. I mean, like, if there was one thing that I wanted, it's something that I do not need at all. And it's the Smash Bros. Like, Switch bundle. Like, I don't need that. But, like, that's the only thing that, like, I'm probably... That's the only thing that, like, I didn't get myself. And I probably won't get. I can't think of anything else.
If someone got you that, though, like...
Yeah.
See, I feel like this is part of the struggle.
Yeah.
Because if I put that on my list knowing I have a Switch, but I just want that extra, and someone actually bought it for me,
right,
I'd feel guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd feel a little guilty, too.
I'd be like, oh, why'd you do that? I love it. Like, yeah. This is fucking sick. But
I don't know. Someone made that choice to spend that money, though.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have. Like, I'm not worth it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not worth it. I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, I would. There would be a level of guilt. I mean, in true, like, hey, if someone felt that you were valuable enough to get that for you, well, get on them and get on you. But I don't know, I'd probably be like, all right, let me just move my data over and then you can have my old one. Because I literally, like, well, okay, well, all right, so I have kids. I could pull the kid card, which I like to pull, and say, okay, like, my kids could have my other one, and I would keep that one. They love playing, like, Mario Party and Mario Kart and stuff, so.
What else you putting on your Christmas
list? Shoot, besides that, dang, there's some shoes that I want, but I already got, so I'd get another pair like in a different color. Dang, I don't know. I just bought myself a bunch of joggers because of that blizzard. So that was dope. Oh, man, I literally can't, like, what else? I don't want anything more. But I'm behind on comics, so I don't need any more comics.
How's your Amiibo collection?
I mean, you know, some of them are in the corner.
Some of them are in the corner, yeah.
And some of them are on the shelf, you know. Yeah. Some of them are getting fed, you know, some of them aren't. Dang, bro, like, I literally can't think. There is one thing, and it's gaming related, and if someone got this for me, then that'd be cool. Another thing I don't need, because I already have tons of these, and on the after show, I'll show you guys what I mean. There's this company, they make a lot of hardware. They're making hardware now. It's kind of retro hardware. 8-bit though. You guys heard of 8-bit though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I already have too many of their controllers. Like, I already have too many of them. But there is another one that has more of a grip, like the Pro Controller for the Switch.
Okay.
And they also programmed, like, the buttons, like the home button and the capture button and stuff like that. So it's the 8-bit though. SN30 Plus. So if my girlfriend, who's probably watching, and Malik, who's probably
oh, we're making
watching,
this so easy for your families.
Yeah. So, like, that's a shot. And that's if I don't beat you to it, because if it comes out, like, before, I'm going to get it. But, yeah. So, that would be cool.
Bags, do you make a Christmas list?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No Amazon wish list?
No. I hate Amazon.
What do you do when people are asking you? What do you
want? I tell them not to buy me things.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard set.
I buy my own stuff. But if I want it, I get it. And if I don't want it, I don't get it.
I think that's the key.
And right if I don't there. Get it, I don't want it.
Yeah. There we go.
But I mean, so it'd be crazy big stuff, though. It'd be like a new monitor that has supports G-Sync or something like that. Another, like a gaming chair. Because I don't have a gaming chair right now. More storage for my computer. Yeah, it's just little things.
That's a good idea. That's, I think that's going on my list.
Yeah.
They're coming down. It's cheap.
Running out of that space. David, what about you?
I'm even in a harder boat because I got the same question, but then I also have my birthday coming up too. So it's I got to think about
things. Right.
The 23rd?
David Webb.
Yeah.
December 23rd?
Yeah.
We have the same birthday, my friend.
What? Oh my God!
Snap!
How did we not know that?
We just found out right now.
What?
Yep. Well, that's good to know.
Wow. That's going to be an awesome show.
Oh, boy, yeah. Are you kidding me? That's going to be the best show.
I think VGB Christmas Party needs to automatically just get moved to that weekend.
That makes sense.
Chris and I are going to wear crowns.
Yes.
We're going to have regal, what are they called? Scepters?
Scepters.
Yeah.
Indeed. Like Loki.
Yeah. So I gotta think about it, like, extra. So here's what I typically do is I know throughout the year there's things that I've seen that I'm like, oh, I want that, and I just don't buy it. I just like, I can wait, and then I forget. So what I actually do around this time is I go onto Amazon or whatever magazine I follow on Twitter. Okay. That's like top 10 tech gifts to give the techie. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go on there, I'm like, oh yeah, that would be cool. Add to wish list.
Nice.
Or top 25 things for the gamer in your life. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that would be dope. I'm going to add that, you know, and perfect. Then that's what I typically do. So I haven't done that yet, so I don't know what I want yet. But like, kind of the same thing, like bags, just kind of upgrades to my PC, and like, kind of want like a router modem you know, to replace the shitty, like, stock one that I get from my ISP.
Okay. You don't have your own?
No.
Dude, it's so cheap. Just I know. Just go buy a surfboard.
I know.
And then a router, and that's it. It's...
You know, I fucked myself so hard probably because I think I've been paying like $15 a month for 8 years.
Yes,
for
this that's how they get you.
Yeah. Piece of junk.
Yeah. I read an article. I didn't read too far into it. I just read kind of browse through it. And it was mentioning that there's a company trying to figure out like how much do those cost? Like how much does it cost to purchase one of those?
Yeah.
Like actually for the actual company, right?
Right.
They got stonewalled at every single ISP where they asked that question. They said, "What? Can you give us?" And they're like, "Oh no, we buy it from this vendor and we don't disclose." It's like, okay. And they went and tried to talk to the vendors, and the vendors did the same thing. And it was like, so it turns out we have no information about how much they cost, but you're being charged $15 a month for the entire time you have this subscription.
Well, I guarantee you, it's not going to be more than $100 a pot.
No, it could not be.
No,
so 60 at the most. Probably.
Yeah.
So there,
in those bulk quantities that they're buying.
So 4 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because it'd be a contract. It'd be bulk. Yeah. It'd be all that.
When they say how many do you want, they're like, okay, there's like three providers in the world. We're one of them. So
they're thinking hundreds of thousands of units when they say a number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us four. What they mean is 400K.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they're gonna they're gonna let them go for cheap.
But dude, it's so nice because at any point you can be like, oh, I did it to my own router and modem and everything, and it still all works when you call and yell at them why it's not working.
Yep.
Yeah.
So nice.
I don't get charged for mine, which is why I haven't been in a super hurry to get it. But like one of the Nighthawks just went on like
those Netgear Nighthawk
sale.
Routers?
Yeah.
They just look cool. I just want one in my house.
Exactly.
You just want an obelisk.
Yeah.
They went like super good sale, so I might pick one of those up. It's like 180 and it's down to like 100. I'm like,
I mean, even 180, if you keep it for long enough, you still equal out.
Well, I mean, mine's like the one I have now is free, so that's the.
Is it free? How much? how many years off your life has it taken?
It's probably.
I feel like it's shortened your lifespan by not costing money.
Yeah, it's like okay, I pay for 1,000 megabytes. Why am I getting 9?
The more I'm thinking about this router thing, the more I'm just getting pissed off. Now, when you bring it up, he says 60. I bet it was 30 max for this piece of crap unit.
Probably. Likely.
And I've been paying at least 3 years.
I don't know. They have both 2.4 and 5 gigahertz antennas, though, don't they?
Yeah.
That's wireless is not necessarily cheap. The wireless antennas themselves.
But 3 years.
The ones they put in are cheap.
You've paid more than what it's
You're totally
worth.
Boned.
It's. I bet you could call them and be like, hey, I need a new... And they'd be like, oh, you still have this one?
Like, I love
And then charge
like,
you an installation fee for you to install it
now. $100 installation.
$5 more.
We love a deal on this show. Like, you know me. I'm always chasing deals. Trying to get a come up, you know, somewhere. Yeah. Well, you know, whether it's taking a...
Not me. I like paying full price all the time.
See, we all do. So, and then, like, I, in my head, like to think that I've gotten over on the world more than it's gotten over on me.
Yeah.
But this alone...
The house. Oh, no. The house is... That's... So, all the times that you social engineered your way into things and got away with shit, that's the house being like... Yeah, go ahead. You do that. We got you $15 a month for your router.
Comcast.
Big Comcast.
And now I feel like I've let it go too long to where I'm just screwed forever. I'm going to be in depression like mode because of this. Like, this sucks.
Just buy a new one.
Just buy one.
Do it after the show.
Buy a modem. Buy a router. And if they're separate, they're separate. And you can use them separately. And that's exciting, too. Because you can replace them separately. It's not like, my modem's broken. I have to replace my entire router. It's no, my modem's broken. I'll replace my modem.
All right. I'm getting one of these cool one that looks like a stealth bomber.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it over here. Okay, we're going. All right.
Well, hang on. You work for Energy. Who's their sponsor? What's one of their sponsors?
Netgear.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, you haven't thought about this before?
I mean, I already have one, so I'm like...
Shit's not broke all the time. Well, you used to have really bad internet troubles before, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they came out here and did a bunch of stuff. Yeah, it was one of those where it's its own odyssey. It was a month long, and then I had to see every different person who came. Then you had the good ones who you could, like, did you even check that? Like, and you have the ones who know it all but still can't fix it. It sucked.
Do you have fiber here yet?
No.
Don't let me.
I don't know.
I live in Midtown. The fiber's a fucking unicorn down there. Because, I mean, they're not going to tear up these old-ass roads and lay everything.
That is true. So my old apartment down the street got fiber the month I moved out. And it was Comcast. And then the apartments I moved into was AT&T. And it was like, I don't think it was U-verse. It was just AT&T. And it was like the shitty, like...
Oh, like shit DSL?
Yeah. And so I was like, ah. Oh. And then they just got fiber like a couple months ago. And then they added the 1,000 megabit plan. And so it's nice. I don't have to worry about downloading games.
I'm happy with mine most of the time. Yeah. Except there's been outages during the middle of the day. And I called them. And I'm like, so I'm being charged this amount. And... I'm getting a lot of outages, so I understand you're crediting my account on every outage, but I'm basically paying for a service that I'm not completely getting on the regular. What can we do about that? And so then they tried to throw me to tech support, and the tech support guy was like, well, are you experiencing an outage now? I was like, no. I was like, well, I can't really help you then. I was like, that makes sense. So they threw me back to billing, and then the poor person in billing was like, how did you get transferred here? And I was like, hey man, I don't know. They're your phone. I'm just here.
Who do you have, Bex?
I have Comcast.
You have Comcast?
Xfinity. Yeah.
You have Comcast, who cares?
I do not. I have AT&T.
You
right
have
now.
AT&T?
Yep.
Does AT&T have a data cap?
Most plans do. Mine does not. I play for the one that has no data cap. And it's a pretty solid plan. My upload speeds are pretty chunky.
I've been hitting it every month.
Yeah, especially since I started using
you could probably get small business, like a commercial line waive all that stuff.
Really?
And then they bring your uploads to be more symmetrical with your download too. Yeah, yeah.
How do I do this?
You call them. You have to call them because it's not a one-size-fits-all per se. It's like small business commercial style stuff.
Interesting.
But their response is better. Their quality is better.
Ever since I started using the Shadow PC on the regular, I hit my cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's why it uses a shitload of data.
That's another reason why I wanted to...
You're what now?
I upgraded to the 1,000, not only for that speed, but just because that's the speed that has no data cap.
His Shadow PC.
Oh, yeah. It's like a
VM. Cloud computer.
Cloud-based.
Why are you doing that?
I mean, we got a good deal.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool service. Shadow PC, everybody.
Okay. That's fine.
Shadow.com.
That's not the solution to the problem.
It works for me.
No, it actually is pretty sick, Bags. I think you'd be impressed.
No. Okay. I don't like virtualized systems and using other people's hardware for in-home personal things. That doesn't make sense to me. Just... bring the power to you so you can do it.
It's situational.
Yeah.
It's situational.
But
then for people like us, I have a really good PC, but it can only do so much. So you offload.
What can't it do?
Like play games and stream, or some games on high resolution. So like Webb's been streaming through his PC, but then doing, so it's like he has a two PC setup.
So they sell systems like that too. Yeah,
but that's
a
lot.
That's a commitment.
Oh, but I'm sorry. How much does your subscription cost you? Is it $15 a month for so many months? Oh, is it zero? How is it zero? Is it a special deal that wouldn't be extended to most people? Ah, so you're not talking about the actual product then. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you can either
buy it up front if it costs anything. So, you can either buy it up front and have power, your own power to do your own things. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you keep paying for a subscription service and you never fix it.
So there's one scenario, though, that does kind of overtake it, and that's when you're not at home.
Hey, Curtis!
See, I don't leave my home, so.
That makes sense, though.
So, I could put it on my Mac. I could put it on, like...
I'm already disgusted.
I could put it on, like, my little shitty, like... Lenovo Yoga.
I have it on my Generation 1 Surface over here, and I'll have it set up playing Dragon Ball while I'm doing other stuff. It's so cool, dude. Anyway,
I am impressed.
Get your family members a subscription to Shadow PC, everybody.
It's Shadow.tech.
Yeah, Shadow.tech. What? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Nice. Shadow.tech.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. Sweet URL, guys.
You expected shadow.gg, didn't you?
I did.
Nah, homie.
I did.
Shadow.tech.
Tech.
Different friends.
I started going through my Christmas list just because you guys were talking about it, and like I'm just discovering that a lot of the stuff I put on there was on Black Friday, and now they're all gone.
Yep.
And then at the same point, though, like, I would only want it if it was at the sale price.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So now I feel like taking it off because I'm
like,
oh. You
would only want it if you were buying it at the sale price.
Yeah, but I feel guilty now knowing that if someone else gets it for me, that it would be not at the sale price.
That's not your fault.
Kind of is.
No.
Kind
of
is.
I mean, they're making the choice to buy it for you, though. You got to give a couple of low balls and a couple of high balls on there.
I got that on there. So one of the high balls that I think has to go, but I should have just bought it for myself. Damn it. It was the PlayStation VR. They had a pretty slick little bundle. It came with the Creed game and maybe another one, but it was the whole system for $250. The modern version. So that's like the V2 with those little nunchuck things, mm-hmm. which you basically... Why are you just shaking your head?
It's VR, whatever.
I mean, what games have you played on the VR? Just table tennis?
Table tennis, job simulator, that archery game.
Hang on.
Shooting one.
Hang on. Go back for a second. What was the middle one?
Job simulator?
Jobs.
Yeah.
Just simulates all jobs?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, yeah. You get to go in, and the one that we chose was a... like a convenience store, and guys come in and they're all like blocky robots, and they're all robots, so they're simulating a job.
Why
and you have to like
you...
get the right food for people and stuff.
Okay, so you have the option.
I played it at my job. Someone brought it in.
Someone
brought
God.
PlayStation VR into a work potluck, and then they said, do you want to play? And I said, yes, I would like to play.
This is the point where anybody born before like 1950 was just like, fuck you.
I played Job Simulator at my job next to my boss.
I didn't fight in the war so you can play Job Simulator.
The guys who drafted the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, if they knew.
No, that's actually Thomas Jefferson's dream. What I just did.
So, okay. So, it's a VR game. And in VR, you have the ability to be anything you want, anywhere you want. And you chose that you wanted...
Someone chose the game for me.
You wanted to pretend that you are a convenience store clerk.
It was really fun.
Is it comparatively, your actual job is so stressful. It's like really nice to just sit
there.
Yeah,
it was pretty
lackadaisical. Yeah, fool. We got Snickers.
Yeah. And you had to pick up the Snickers and hand it to him in the thing, and you could pick stuff up and just throw it, which apparently is like what 99% of the people do once they go into a VR situation where they can do that.
Just fuck shit up.
They will just immediately start knocking stuff, throw it on the floor, and just throwing it around. Because who cares? No,
yeah,
it's not real,
clean it up,
right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, when you log off, and they're like, son of a bitch. That
it was also really,
one of these days.
It was really cramped in there, and I didn't have quite enough room to move. So at points, I'd be like doing this, and then someone would be like, excuse me. And I was like, oh, I can't see. Like, you
in my
have
mind,
to help me.
In my mind, you're a shelf right now.
Right, yeah. So. It's not my fault you're in my way when I can't see with a giant VR thing.
See, and the way you're talking this up is and why wouldn't you want that in your house?
I have absolutely no experiences in which I would want to go through that with.
I like the was the archery game that you played kind of cartoony, where you're like in a castle and there's like
and you
a
could,
line of
so
guys.
So you could teleport by shooting an arrow to another location?
Yeah, that's the one I played.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that one's called. I forget what it's called.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good, but I'd rather press buttons instead of use a hand controller thingy. And then I'd also rather just have camera control and movement. I don't know. Weird. I've been playing first-person shooters for most of my life, and I like having that type of control with, like, a mouse and a keyboard. I don't know.
Me, I like being able to be like, oh, I can't see. Let me just lean. Oh, yeah, okay. I can hit that guy.
I can't see. Let me just move around and look around the corner or hit the lean button.
Another sweet deal I definitely missed out on the old Christmas list was a GameCube controller. Got to get ready for that new Smash.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was on sale $20 for the actual Nintendo Smash Ultimate, like, standard GameCube controller. I decided, like, it'll wait for me. It's, like, up to $40 now.
Oh, no. $40 whole.
$40, dude. When it was 20? That's, like, 3 months of a router.
They're all going to go down to zero price anyways eventually.
See, what you got to do now is you got to go...
Go for it.
You gotta go to the retro game store. You gotta get yourself just a used GameCube controller, man. One that's already worn in. You ain't gotta break it in.
It's
already ready
to
go.
Smells a little funky.
Yeah.
Get that hand gunk off of it. Get a little bit of cheese on it. Get that hand cheese off of it. Oh, hand cheese sounds so worse.
The one thing I put on there that is still available that Curtis actually made me aware of is that 8-bit dough wireless adapter for the Switch.
Yeah, baby.
That seems like it's going to be a necessity if you have like quite a bit of distance from your TV, a wireless receiver for your GameCube controller.
Yeah. Or if you're playing on the go, just wrap up your cord, just bloop, bloop, and you're wireless, you know, on the tabletop mode.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope our families all listen to this and know what we all want.
I know for a fact my family doesn't listen to this podcast. Actually, that's not true. My dad does listen to it.
Really?
Yes,
Every once in a while.
He'll ask me, hey, why haven't you been on for a while? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
They call me. I don't call them.
100%. No, I feel like how many messages have I sent you the past few months trying to get you back?
A few.
Fan favorite. We got to get the bags back.
More than two.
It's a lot, dude. What else do we got going on in the games world? Mario Tennis Aces announced some new characters. This is just going to be the bang bite section while we run out the clock here. So they're bringing in Luma as a character.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. Huh. Just a floating star person, but I don't know. Nintendo, the way they've been choosing their characters lately, I don't put anything past them.
Yeah, they have a plant for Smash Bros. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pauline is going to be in there.
That's the chick in the red dress.
Yeah, she's the one from Mario Odyssey.
Okay.
In the
also,
the music
she was the one in Donkey Kong, the original Donkey Kong.
Yeah, right? That's her. I think. Okay, legit. Did Mario make the wrong choice?
It's funny that you say that because I was looking at her. I'm like, that girl's not dressed for tennis. What's she doing? That's not tennis attire.
What are you doing there? Huh?
What are you doing there? You're trying to pick somebody up at the tennis match. Like, what's your end goal here?
I think Mario missed out with Pauline.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
And a princess.
Yeah. Well, a princess that continually gets herself taken. It's always a taken scenario.
How many plot lines is that in a movie, though, where it's like the princess versus the average every day?
Yeah.
You know?
And who wins?
Yeah.
Average every day.
Pauline.
That's why the princess won this time.
And she's like a mayor and shit. She's smart. She's got brains.
Yeah.
And Peach doesn't and isn't?
No, she gets taken all the time.
Yeah, she's dumb.
She gets overpowered by literal monsters.
Peach is...
Okay.
Peach is...
It's been 30 years.
She sucks.
30
years. She's terrible.
Get a panic room.
Did you finish Mario Odyssey?
Not at all.
She's a bonehead.
Well, that's the thing, too. She's an airhead. Is it, after it's all set, she's like, you know, thanks for saving me, but yeah.
Mario...
Friend zone.
Spoiler alert. Mario, you know, goes through all the levels, jumps on all the shit, and... And he has the epic showdown with Bowser, who's captured her and takes her from place to place, saying that he's going to marry her in some ritual, you know, and you're trying to stop the wedding. And you do at the end, and it's glorious, and you're heroic, and he turns into like some big fucking planet-sized thing, and you still kick his ass. And then it's just him kind of unconscious and you, and Peach comes down, and Mario like proposes to her. Like, hey, I did all this. Let's go off into the sunset. She turns him down.
Yeah, she's not done living her life.
Both of them down. Because I think Bowser at this point gets up and he's like, all right, you got to choose. And she's like, I can't decide between the two of you.
I ain't got to choose.
I guess. Maybe it's empowerment.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think
she got her own. But don't worry, because Pauline is sitting there waiting for you, Mario. Go back to her.
What about Bowsette, too?
Oh, that's... Now we're getting into... Let's quit while we're ahead.
I abstain.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you guys are in Twitch chat and you guys would like to help out Emma's dog Millie, she was doing a really long stream and she's got family coming into town, which is why she's not on the show. But offer still stands. Any donations or bits that come in from now until we say so go to help her dogs with her knee surgery. She also opened up a print shop on Black Friday. So we got to go put our purchase in so we could get her on the wall right there behind David Webb.
That's right.
I'm not going to knock her down.
Yeah. you lost it a few weeks ago.
I lost it.
Kind of lost it. What's your stream schedule look like, David?
I'm going to pull an Emma and say it's not Sunday yet, so I don't know. But at some point on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be streaming. over on twitch.tv/webslinger1.
Nice. Curtis, what you doing?
Man, about to get back. Well, this is probably going to be like the last week of 2K, because we know what's coming out in not even quite 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. So, a little 2K, might see a little bit of DBZ, and then it's time for the Smash
Tag. I'm hyping up our team already. Yeah, I went to Oblivion today to buy some comics, and okay. Jay was in there talking with, he's escaping me. What's his gamer tag? Manager guy.
Oh,
why did I forget his name?
It's not Neil.
No, it's not Neil. I know Neil.
Danny. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Danny and Jay were talking about Smash. I was like, oh, no, me and my boy Curtis are going to take you guys out.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, let them know, man.
I'm already calling people out.
Bro, let them know. See us at Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't see us at all.
Bags, what's your stream schedule looking like, man?
Don't at me.
Don't at me, man.
Nothing you want to plug?
No.
Beard care?
Get out of here.
Friendship?
No, leave me alone.
There's something you got to slang. What? Maybe it's not a product or a show, but you got something.
No, I don't. I got nothing.
All right. Fair enough.
You want a cookie?
No.
There's cookies right there. My wife made them.
They're delicious.
I don't want them.
You're just in a bad
mood. I actually ate like two of them already.
We have the after show coming right up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. For Curtis Fisher, the real David Webb, Alexander Baggins Wiener, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.
Bags of wieners.